And welcome back to Ravens Report. Larry Rosen, game plan offense with Coach Caldwell, seeing a Green Bay Packers team that statistically has one of the best run defenses in all of football. Has it shown up in your film study?
Well, it certainly has. And one of the things Dom Capers has always been able to do is really stop the run with his teams. They mix it up on you quite a bit. They do a tremendous job really in all areas, but they stop the run with really fine personnel. And to take a look at it, just from with base personnel and first and second down, they typically going to leave their big guys in the game. Pickett, Raji in there, big guys that can move around and make things happen. You can see they plug the middle up here and let their linebackers run. Those guys weigh, they're 337, 335, 325. So they take up a lot of space in that area as well. Linebackers do a great job of running to the ball, so they give you some real problems. Then if you decide, obviously, that you're going to throw the ball in that area, they do a great job in terms of coverage as well. It's just a tremendous scheme that they utilize. They give you a lot of different variety of coverages along with some stunts to slow you down a little bit. But they do a tremendous job of taking care of their area of responsibility. Here they're playing a cover three, and you can see their linebackers get depth, okay? Yeah, I mean, Hawk does a tremendous job of getting out of there. Matthews, if he's in there, you can see how much ground he covers to get back underneath the deep comeback. And the corners obviously do a great job here as well, just kind of feathering back, getting themselves in position and making certain they can break on the ball, and the safeties have. They stay deeper than the deepest, and the old saying is wider than the widest, and they do a great job of that.
But my eyes tell me the check down was where the quarterback should have been looking. Is that what you'd have told Joe if you're looking back at this?
And that's what they're going to give you. They're going to give you the check down and try to break on the ball and make a tackle, short of the line of game.
Well, with Clay Matthews having the surgery on the thumb, they have two good young linebackers. They love coming in behind them. Sometimes we think about who's missing, not always about who you're playing. You think about who you're playing, not who's not out there, right?
Right, and you fully have to expect that maybe Matthews is going to be there until obviously the end of the week. He won't know, so we'll prepare like he's going to play until we get a final word on that. He's a tremendous player, but then also Neil will take his spot, and he's been a guy that's really done a nice job in terms of applying pressure and also playing the run.
And the guy we know the best on the upfront side is B.J. Raji, who is his total snaps are down, but I guess that's based on the personnel he's seeing, not necessarily a coaching decision?
Oftentimes it's personnel grouping. They try to keep him in their kind of base plan, but also you'll see him in sub as well. I think a lot of teams, the last two teams, have been using a lot more sub personnel against them, three wide receivers, et cetera, trying to get him out of the game, but I see that he's shown up, particularly on a rundown, still in the ball game and playing a three technique and creating some problems.
Coach, small sample size, but Green Bay has yielded touchdowns on 83% of teams' drives into their red zone. Get down to the red zone, get in the end zone. All right, thanks, Coach. That's this week's edition of Game Plan Offense. I'm Larry Rosen, back to Jerry Sandusky for more Ravens Report.
Thank you, Larry. And fortunately for the Ravens, with big play receiver Torrey Smith, they can strike from far outside of the red zone as well. When Ravens Report continues, we'll visit with Torrey Smith. That's straight ahead.